You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today we will be reflecting on Psalm 32, verses 8 through 11. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Our repentance must lead to obedience, which includes the ongoing response to God's commands and guidance. This response expresses itself in a change of heart and a change of how we conduct ourselves. It is very important to be open to instruction. Repentance leads to a change from our evil ways, not like stubborn animals who need to be constantly stricken. I was reminded of a recent movie adaptation of the novel Silence by Shusaku Endo. There is this one Japanese character called Kishihiro, who is constantly saying to Father Rodriguez, I confess, Father, I confess. He seems to be an irresolute man who cannot stay faithful in the path of righteousness. He is weak and falls prey easily when challenged and confronted. He is finally the traitor who turns in his fellow priest. It seems like in the end his conscience is still well-formed and aware of his wrongdoings. I would like to stress the following. Sometimes we could also be like Kishihiro, constantly confessing our sins, but not really changing from the bottom of our hearts, or being too weak in our will, or easily falling prey to the pressures of the world and our current environment of ideological persecution. Similar to the prayer that we read in the Confessions of young Augustine, Lord, make me chaste, but not yet. You could also be praying, Lord, make me kind, humble, meek, patient, but not yet. This is a sign of a heart and a mind that are not yet totally convinced and conformed to God's ways. We need God's help to change this. Psalm 32 says that the wicked suffer many sorrows, but if you trust in the Lord, you will be surrounded by steadfast love. A rational mind could very logically accept this teaching. Blessings come to those who follow the Lord. That is easy to understand. Maybe we need to make a further step. Maybe we need a heart that is more open to instruction and teaching, not just understanding. We have two prayers that could help us today. Both are found in Psalm 119. Teach me your way, O Lord. Incline my heart to your ways. These prayers acknowledge that without God's help, we cannot obey Him. We need Him to teach us, and we need Him to incline our hearts toward His ways.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.